Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Peter, stop, you're killing me. There's a text still coming in about love. I'm going to read a very romantic one. I got chatting to a wonderful woman in court as she was getting her divorce finalised, and I was in getting a separation agreement done. That was February 1st this year. We're still together and very happy, so you can meet people absolutely everywhere. Peter, I'm very happy for you. Now, Black Friday is technically next Friday, but it feels like the Black Friday sales have started already. So I'm joined for some quick tips now by Katrina Redmond, cost of living expert and food writer with the Irish Examiner. Good morning, Katrina.
Morning, Brendan.
Is Black Friday a full week now?
I think actually it feels like a full month because some of the Black Friday offers have started since the beginning of November. It's been absolutely mental in terms of the numbers of offers that have been available online. For example, I actually benefited this week from a Black Friday offer, which started at the start of this month. And my products will probably be here before Black Friday, which it falls on the 24th of November this year.
Okay. And then, are the discounts real is the question I think that's been coming up a good bit the last few years. Or is there a way of checking like how much was it actually originally and stuff?
What I recommend is that you check out the CCPC website, which will explain to you how a discounted item can appear as a discount, because it can actually have only appeared at its full price at some point in as much as the previous 90 days. So what I recommend is if you're planning on buying something in Black Friday at the moment, to stick it into a virtual shopping basket or note the price today. And then when it gets to the discount time, let's say next Friday, and the discount comes up, you cross-check and you see if it is actually as discounted as it says it is. BBC said that last year, the group Which warned that Black Friday deals could be too good to be true because it's rarely the cheapest time to drop. They found that 98% of the products could be found at the same price or cheaper in the 6 months prior to Black Friday.
Okay, 98%, right. And so look, I presume then the first rule, the main rule is be surgical. Is you know what you want, do your research, buy that and don't buy anything else, yes?
Absolutely. And I think that sometimes the offers can feel too good to be true. And the amount of information that we're receiving online, digitally, we're receiving mail in the door. People are talking about it. You're hearing about the deals in media, on radio, on TV. And it feels like a push to make these purchases. But if you only buy what you need, then you can't go wrong. Because if it's something that you need and it's at a discount, well, then happy days, go ahead and buy it. But only if you have the money.
Yeah. And so don't get all humming and excited and kind of high and go online is a good probably general rule anyway, isn't it? Now, also say we need to check delivery dates and also check the returns situation.
Yeah, so you when you buy online, there is a natural cooling off period. And even if you buy in stores, there is a returns period. And they generally tend to be 30 days. This year, Black Friday falls on the 24th of November. 30 days after the 24th of November isn't even Christmas. So if you're buying something in a Black Friday sale for Christmas, you may not be able to return it if it isn't the right item on Christmas Day.
Okay. And then why delivery dates? Is there an issue there?
Some of the Black Friday deals, actually, they appear too good to be true because the delivery item, the items might not get delivered until January or February. So again, if you're buying with Christmas in mind, or if you have, you know, an item that you particularly need now, it might not get delivered until the new year, and then you might not get the use of it. Yeah.
Are some websites also now requiring you like to be a member or to be signed up to get the Black Friday deals?
The best example of this is Amazon. So they have their Prime membership service. And that actually costs, well, if you're a member of Amazon Prime in the UK, which most Irish people would be using, it's £89 sterling per year. And it's slightly more if you're paying on a monthly basis. So that gets you free delivery on your Amazon items when you buy using the Prime service. And it also gets you Prime Video. And it gets you early access and more discounts to the Amazon deals. And I suppose that's one of the most popular discounted Black Friday deals that are online at the moment. They started this week and they're getting heavily pushed across social media.
Okay. You want to mention Green Friday?
Yeah, Green Friday. I think Green Friday is a fantastic idea. The smaller businesses, the Irish businesses, the businesses that depend on our local communities and our local economies can't afford to offer massive discounts like the bigger businesses, the bigger international businesses. So the idea of Green Friday is to decide not to buy from a bigger international business on Green Friday, the same date, 24th November, but to buy from a local Irish business and to support our own, support our community and to support our economy. Fantastic idea.
Okay, Katrina, it's a very nice idea, but I fear we know the truth is that everybody is now going online to buy air fryers in the Black Friday deals. I'd say that'll be the main purchase for Black Friday this year. The few people left who don't have an air fryer will go buying an air fryer. Katrina Redmond, cost of living expert and food writer with the Irish Examiner, thank you very much.